Hello everyone on VI Talk. I just want to quickly contribute to the useless or unwanted presence thread. I was once given by my ex-sister-in-law a mirror. Yes, a mirror. Not a big ornamental mirror that goes on your wall that can be used to other people or as a nice decorative... I'll put my teeth in a minute... That is a nice decorative ornament. Just a little handheld mirror that you would use to put makeup on. I mean, I've got mirrors in my house. I've got mirrors in my bed. I've got a mirror in my bedroom. I've got a mirror in my sitting room. But, you know, they're partly ornamental and they're partly for other people to use, not me. But this was a little boring square. It wouldn't have even looked nice on my dressing table. Do you know what I mean? It went in the bin. And then when we were kids, I have to tell you this because my sister and I never stopped laughing over it every year. We had our next door neighbour called Rose. Unfortunately, she's dead now. She died in 1990, but she was in her 60s. And we used to call her Rosie, and she was a very big character and, you know, part of our childhood. Now, we always... I mean, I love giving presents. I prefer actually giving them to receiving them. I always have done. So we would always take great care over what we bought her for Christmas. And these are some of the things she did. My mum bought her a lovely set of table mats, and they were really nice ones. And she had a little table in her garden with like a bird, not the kind of table you sit round that you have nowadays. It was like a wooden table with like a bird feeder on it, and it was under a tree, and no one used it. It was just... I think she put bread on it for the birds. And the next day my mum looked out there and they were on the bird table. She was really insulted. Now, what Rose used to do, actually, she used to wait till after Christmas till she'd received all her presents. And then anything she didn't want got bunged off onto other people. And she even reused the wrapping paper. And we could tell this because it was, if you had like a bottle of bubble bath, it would be all sellotape and hardly any paper where she'd have to cover up the rips. Now, I'll tell you some of the presents we had off of her over the years. My dad had an Avon car with aftershave in it that had been discontinued about 5 years previously, and my mum knew because she used to be an Avon lady. When I was about 14 and I did not have spots, I got a bottle of spot cream. And the thing is, it wasn't even new, so it obviously wasn't bought for me. She just thought, oh, she's a teenager. What can I give her? I don't want to have to buy anything. I think there was probably nothing suitable for me, so she just took it off of her bathroom shelf or whatever, because you could tell it was old because the box had gone soft, you know, like when they go damp from the steam. And also when you opened it, you know, like when you open a box, like a bottle of perfume or something, and if you don't open it carefully enough, you can rip like the little tab bit. So you could tell it had been opened before. My sister got a woolly hat, and I mean, I've got a woolly hat now. I bought it last year with a matching scarf, and it's a fashion accessory. But this was back in the days when it was not fashionable to wear a woolly hat, believe me. And we could not stop laughing. In fact, if I mentioned it now, we'd still go in hysterics over it. Another time we got this, I think came from a jumble sale. We both got like a little plastic square vase of a plastic square... thing, tub of artificial flowers, a really small one about the size of my hand, and it smelt like dandruff. I mean, I know that's disgusting, but it did, because it was like old plastic. I think it was from a jumble sale. So that was some of the unwanted gifts we had, and it wasn't to do with visual impairment. It was just because she didn't know how to go out. She was too mean, actually. That's what it boiled down to. She was too mean to go out and buy presents, so she'd, if there was nothing suitable in her own cache of presents, she'd just find something from around the house, basically. And that's actually absolutely true. And you know, sometimes it wasn't the next day, like Boxing Day. We'd have to wait a few days for our presents, even though they live next door. And we said, oh, she's trying to gather up, she obviously hasn't got something for everybody yet, you know. What else did she? Oh, but she didn't, I didn't waste any expense. They used to eat the hugest dinners you've ever seen. And she had two sons. One of them went away and got married, and he married this woman who was really common. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, especially I should have been talking about this on my own timeline. And it was the first time I ever heard the F word from her children that were younger than me. her daughter was the most foul-mouthed person. She must have got it off her mother. And my dad went and gave her my doll's pram, which was a silver cross pram, one of the old-fashioned types that was properly built and I had for my 8th birthday. And when I came home from school when I was 14, it would be a collector's item now, definitely. It cost £20 when I was 8, and I went and chose it. It came from somewhere like Debenhams or somewhere like that. I can't remember now, but when I came home from school, I said, "Where's my doll's pram?" And my mum said, "Oh, your father's giving it to Sharon next door." And I went, "What? What are you giving it to her for?" She probably never used it. He's got a habit of giving things away without asking or trying to. He's done it before and done it since. So she had another son. Unfortunately, he actually died this year. He wasn't a lot older than me, but he had a lot of problems. He was an alcoholic, but it was quite sad because he lived on his own and nobody knew. He died for about a month, which was horrible. But he was a little bit, he had some kind of learning difficulties, I think. He always held down a job and everything, but, and he always used to be smartly dressed when he was young. But we always laugh about the time that they used to have these absolutely huge dinners, and there's a time when he was about 15 or 16 when we hadn't been there very long, and he actually he locked her out in the garden at her dinner. Anyway, that's enough of reminiscing about my old next door neighbours that are no more. Unfortunately, after all those years of living there, this year he died finally, and now my parents have got new neighbours moving in. So I could tell you something about another unwanted present, but I can't really say it on here, unfortunately, because somebody that gave it to me might be listening, and that would be a bit unfair. But yeah, I'm just trying to think if I've had any others that aren't suitable for a VI person. I probably have, to be honest, but the mirror stands out above all, because it, you know, if it was a nice mirror that came with, you know, like the old-fashioned ones that people collect now, that was usually like a silverback brush. You get a brush and mirror set. And, you know, ladies used to have them on the dressing tables, and they're quite collectible nowadays. If it had been, I'm not that old, by the way, but I'm just saying, if it had been something like that, I wouldn't have minded, but it was just a boring little square mirror. It didn't even have like a nice frame or something on it. It looked like it should have done, but it didn't. Oh, pictures. I've been given pictures, but again, I didn't mind that because they're always, you know, nice for other people to look at. And one of them was an oil painting of one of my guide dogs. Unfortunately, that really got ruined in my fire last year. And I think I've still got it in the shed somewhere, but it can't be cleaned. It's really sad. And another one's of one of my cats. I have had photo albums and things, but I really didn't mind because I have got, I don't, hold on a minute. I'm on audio, boo. Can you pause? Yeah. Yes, I'll pause. Sorry about that. My husband had to write something and he just wanted my opinion. I have had photo albums, but I don't really take photos. I don't, but people take them on my phone and stuff. Sometimes. And I have got a digital camera as well, but I tend not to print them off very often. They just be on my computer or put them on Facebook or whatever. But I have got lots of photos. I mean, I've got probably thousands of the kids when they were young, before the digital age took over in my house. And so if someone had given me an album, a photo album, I didn't really mind that because I could always find something to put in it or get somebody else to put them in it, because if I did it, they'd be back to front, upside down. And of stupid things. I've got one set of photos somewhere where one of my kids, I think it was my oldest one, got hold of the camera and just took pictures of the TV. We've got an advert on there. And I think it's for margarine or Dairy Lee or something like that. Or it's just blanks. So I'd probably go and put all stuff like that in there. But anyway, sorry to waffle on. And if I think of any more things, I'll be back.